Jean-Baptiste Lully's demise is one of the most memorable tales in the history of music, death by conducting. Lully was at the time the most influential musician and composer in the glittering court of the Sun King's Versailles. He had started life as the son of a miller in Florence, but his talents and a well-timed move to Paris placed him in the limelight of French music. Lully's duties included composing pieces for royal occasions, weddings, births, and funerals. In 1686, Louis XIV had undergone a very unpleasant operation, but had made a good recovery. Lully composed a celebratory Te Deum involving 150 musicians. This was the time before the conductor's baton. Often conducting took place from the harpsichord or the first violin. When there was a conductor standing in front of the orchestra, a thick roll of music was sometimes waved in the air to show the beat, and apparently Lully sometimes used a billiard cue. On this fatal day, though, Lully was beating time on the floor with his cane. At the heat of the moment, instead of hitting the floor, he hit his toe, piercing it with the sharp end of the cane. An abscess formed, and the doctors advised the removal of Lully's toe. He refused, and gangrene set in. The doctors recommended the amputation of the leg. Lully again refused, and he died 3 weeks after the accident. Marin Marais and Rabel, both pupils of Lully, wrote musical homages called tombeaux in honour of their teacher. Interestingly, Rabel wrote his 25 years later, after Lully's death, showing something of Lully's lasting influence. The work is a trio sonata and divides into several sections. The fourth section itself breaks into doux, recitative, and vivement. Though these sections are different in nature, there's a recurring theme, a plaintive, descending chromatic line, a sure sign of lamentations. This rendition of the fourth section of Rabel's Tombeau de Monsieur Lully is from a brand new recording by Ensemble Diderot under Johannes Pramsoller. That was Ravel's Tombeau de Monsieur Lully, the fourth section. It was played by Ensemble Diderot, conducted by Johannes Pramzuller. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website, click podcasts, and find Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.